News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Very good mood this morning here in Killarney, which you know we are in as part of the summer tour, thanks to ESB's 1,600 EV chargers across Ireland, giving you the freedom to go further. And yesterday, we went on a jaunting car, myself and Shane, around Killarney National Park, which was frankly just magical. Here's a little taste of how it went.
Here in Killarney on News Talk's summer tour with News Talk Breakfast, and we are about to go, is it called a Jarvie?
A jaunting car,
but not called a Jarvie.
I'm a Jarvie.
You're a Jarvie. We're not going in the Jarvie, we're going with the Jarvie.
We're with Paul.
How long have you been a Jarvie for, Paul?
For 40 years.
Killarney is hopping.
We say rocking.
Rocking. And is this a, like, is it like this all year round?
Practically, yeah. All weekend, something always going on here.
Tell us where you're going to bring us.
Right down through the National Park and down along by the lakes and through the deer parks, and we get some lovely views of the mountains, see Ross Castle. And back here again.
What's the name of our horse today?
Mary Kate.
Okay, well, we get on board and go.
Is it in the family? Is it?
It is. Yeah, I'm the fifth generation of my
family. No way.
Yeah, doing this.
Five generations. So your father before you, and his father, and
yeah.
Wow.
And my two sons are doing it also. Who would make them the sixth generation?
Wow. So dating back to when?
You're talking nearly 100 and over 200 years nearly. Like, it was a form of transport before a sightseeing thing. There were taxis.
That is some view in front of us. They're the McGillicuddy Reeks right there.
They're the McGillicuddy Reeks, the highest mountain range in Ireland. Tarantool will be the highest point.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, we're in County Kerry, which is known as the Kingdom.
Absolutely.
And we say down here there's two kingdoms, the Kingdom of Kerry and the Kingdom of Heaven. And that came from a legend back in the 6th century when the monks arrived here. They thought they'd stumbled on paradise and heaven. And ever since, Killarney and the surrounding area is known as Heaven's Reflect. Down here now, we're going to see some of our native wildlife, the red deer.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Which are a part of our national heritage and protected under the Wildlife Act. And the red deer have been in this area over 5,000 years. Also over here, we got some of our Japanese deer that were introduced here about 200 years ago. We call them Sika deer, S-I-K-A.
It is like Africa. This is like a Kerry safari. Like it actually, the rolling plains of Killarney.
Yeah.
Stunning.
So we're going down along by the River Deanock here, and this river flows right down into the lakes of Killarney. And then we have another river that drains our lakes out into the Atlantic Ocean. And that gives access then for the wild Atlantic salmon to come up here to our lakes, rivers and streams.
Is the water cold?
Oh, very cold. And give you an idea how cold it is, guys. I'd go in as Edward and come out as Edwina.
So, Paul, are we coming to the end of our...
So we are. I'm sad to
Odyssey. We're back to the metropolis of Killarney.
Back to the real world, I'm afraid. About to leave the National Park. And I hope you all enjoyed your trip with me.
It's actually been amazing. But you know what? It'll be strange to leave the National Park almost and go back to the street, because this place is like Lord of the Rings or something. It's like a magical place, isn't it?
It mystical.
Yeah, I feel it. I feel the sense of it here.
The clip-clop of the horse. My charm. I can go on, you know.
Sure. You love doing this every day.
Love the job. Love it. Love it. It's show business.
Yeah.
I'm here to entertain people, educate them.
Well, you do it very well.
Show them what we have to offer here in Killarney. And so proud of the area, you know, and so lucky to be able to make my living and live here and do this every day.
And that was Paul from Killarney Jaunting Tours, who is a fifth generation Jarvie. And he told us indeed that his kids are sixth generation Jarvies now. And of course, you can pick up a jaunting car in the centre of Killarney. And what an amazing way to see the locality.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. It was, as you said, Kate, it was a magical trip we had yesterday.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.